who had fallen from the wall. Doctors have seen a startling rise in injuries related to the border wall, with one San Diego trauma center treating more than 440 patients with serious injuries in 2023 alone. Kedian William, a 38-year-old, said she left a 10-year-old daughter with family in Jamaica because she could not afford the journey, including airfare to Mexico, but that asthma would have made the trip difficult for her child anyway. She planned to apply for asylum and settle with family in New York area, having fled her home after family members were killed last year. Kedian Williams said she attempted to reach the camp on Wednesday, 27th of March, but fled back into Tijuana in Mexico to avoid Mexican authorities in pursuit. She tried again a day later, waiting 6 hours on U.S. soil for agents to pick her up for processing. The website Reddit has also covered the same story and tells us more. Doctors at the University of California at San Diego's Health Trauma Center have treated 455 patients with serious injuries sustained while trying to cross the U.S.-Mexico border in 2023, a marked increase from the previous year. Alexander Tenorio, a resident neurosurgeon at the University of California, San Diego, who treats brain and spinal cord injuries, said 97% of the injuries, or 441 of them, occurred when people fell off the wall on the U.S. side of the border with Mexico. The figure captures just a part of the number of people injured while trying to cross the U.S.-Mexico border near San Diego. The center is one of two major trauma centers in the region. Migrants with injuries perceived as less severe may not make it to a hospital, and children are not included in the data set. Still, they highlight the extensive and growing human toll of the border crossing. In 2022, the trauma center recorded 311 injuries relating to people scaling the wall. In 2021, it recorded 254 injuries. In 2020, there were 92 injuries, and in 2019, there were 42 injuries. Tenorio said a lot of these patients come with fractures all over their bodies. Unfortunately, and that's what you would expect if someone falls 30 feet from a wall, it's like a three-story building. Dr. Tenorio said the patients arrive at the trauma center with broken limbs, abdominal organ injuries, facial injuries, and spinal fractures. Dr. Tenorio said a lot of these injuries unfortunately don't heal on their own because they're so severe and extensive. He added, a significant number of patients end up undergoing emergency craniotomies or spinal cord surgery. Of the patients who underwent these spinal cord surgeries, Dr. Tenorio said, only 14% came back for a clinic visit, making long-term outcomes difficult to assess. In 2023, Dr. Tenorio said the center for the first time saw more women than men admitted to the hospital for border-related injuries, including falls.
Imam Ali alayhi salatu wasalam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
I would like to take this opportunity to talk about one dimension of the personality of Amir al-Mu'mineen.
السلام عليك يا أمير Peace be upon you, O trusted guardian, appointed by Allah.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters. This is To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mehdi. It's great to have all of you here, and today we want to talk about a character who not only influenced Muslims across the world, but influenced many non-Muslims as well. This great personality is the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him. Imam Ali alayhi salam was brought up under the care of the Holy Prophet Muhammad when he was just a small child. And so in this manner, the foundation of the moral and spiritual education of this magnificently intelligent child was based by the Prophet of Islam himself, the greatest educator of all mankind. Imam Ali's mental faculties were to an extent that he believed in the Holy Prophet and his mission at the tender age of 8. Therefore, Imam Ali, contrary to the other companions of the Holy Prophet, had never worshipped idols and never partook in the unreasonable demands, the oppressive actions, or the unjust acts of the Arab chieftains. Welcome back, dear friends. It's great to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio. The program's To My Brother, and we're discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. So what a beautiful persona indeed is this persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam, this divine persona, this living, breathing miracle of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, this manifestation of the divine attributes of the Almighty Allah, this physical manifestation of the teachings of the Holy Quran and the Seerah and the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. When we think about Imam Ali alayhi salam in these terms, you really begin to realize the great value and esteem and the great status of Imam Ali alayhi salam. You know, an individual with countless virtues, virtues that are listed in the Holy Quran, and they are listed in the various traditions of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. Now, when we look at Imam Ali alayhi salam, and you know, this is something that's really important for us in the present day, that is the sheer power and the sheer courage of Imam Ali alayhi salam in the battlefield, right? Whether it was the battles of Badr and Uhud and Khandaq and Khaybar, Hunain, you know, we find that Imam Ali alayhi salam, he exemplified and manifested this sheer courage, which is unimaginable. And if you go through each one of the battles in which Imam Ali alayhi salam attended, and he was a part of, and he was a leader and a flag bearer in these different battles, he played a fundamental and critical role. Meaning, if in these battles you take Imam Ali alayhi salam out, then the battle would have most surely been lost, whether it is Badr or Uhud or Khaybar or Khandaq. I mean, any of these battles, if it wasn't for Imam Ali. But we don't necessarily on the program want to talk about that in itself. Yes, this is an example for us, this sheer power and sheer courage in the face of adversity and trial and hardship, and in the face of, you know, a very difficult test, you know, surely there is fear in the air, there is anxiety, there is stress, there is tension. You know, I mean, you could very well lose your life, but nowhere do you find that Imam Ali ever wavered or faltered or ran away from the battlefield. And many did run away from the battlefield, right? So what do we learn from this in the present day, which is what we want to talk about and what's important as well? You know, we face adversity in our life. We face difficulties. We face trials. We face problems. You know, we, unfortunately, because of the materialistic rat race lifestyle that the Western world has imposed upon the rest of the world, in order for them to, you know, make a few extra dollars, this lifestyle has created stress and anxiety and depression, and a lot of spiritual and psychological and mental problems for many millions across the world, if not billions. So we have adversity, we have trial. We need to do a tawassul and establish this connection with Imam Ali alayhi salam as universal persona. And do what? And try to gain that power and that courage to be able to, in the battlefield of our life, be powerful and strong, you know, and not falter and not waver. And inshallah, with the help of the Almighty Allah, we will be able to pass all of the challenges of our life. A very beautiful and profound lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Aminullah along with its English translations. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma fastajib du'ayi واقبل ثناي واجمع بيني وبين أوليائك بحق محمد.
O Allah, give favorable answer to my prayer. Acknowledge the praise I sign in worship. Let there be peace and harmony between me and my friends for the sake of Muhammad, Ali, Fatima, Al-Hassan and Al-Hussein. Verily, thou art my benefactor who provides with bounties, the aim of my desires, the ultimate destination of my hopes in my future life and during this short life. Thou art my God, my Master and my Lord. Welcome my friends, keep our enemies away from us. To save us from the evil mischief, divert their attention. Let the true world come out in the open, supreme and dominant. Refute and condemn the fully, rendered contemptible. Verily, thou art able to do all things.
إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
And therefore, when we see these words there in Surah Ra'ad, وَمَنْ عِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ الْكِتَابِ, referring to Amir al-Mu'mineen, this is not necessarily only the knowledge about the Qur'an. It means the special gift of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to His chosen awliya, And of course, the greatest among them is Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali bin Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam. It could very well refer to this ayat from Surah Waqia, fi kitabin maknoon, that this is the knowledge which is in the hidden treasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La yamassu illa al-mutahharun. Nobody has access to it but those who have been purified. It is not an issue of those who purify themselves by wuzu and ghusl. It says, La yamassahu illa al-mutahharun. You know, people, nobody will have access to it except those who have been purified. Purified by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's where you go to, Innama yuridu Allah liyudhiba ankum ar-rijsa yutahhirukum tathheera. Comparing these two statements from the story of Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam, where Asif Barakhiya is being, you know, described as man indahu ilmun min al-kitab, and this ayat from Surah Ra'd, where the application is Ali there, man indahu ilmul kitab. Our sixth imam was asked about it. He said, how do you compare that ilm which was given to Asif Barakhiya to the ilm which was given to Ali in the light of these two ayats? Means the companion actually recited these two ayats. And there the Imam says that the knowledge which had been given to Asif Barakhiya was like a drop on the wing of a fly, and the knowledge given to Ali is the sea and the ocean. Let us look at a hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Again, we are seeking the help of a great muhaddith, Shaykh Saduq, in his kitab Kamalul Deen wa Tamamul Ni'mah, where he has a narration going back all the way to Salman Farsi, who says that the Prophet was talking to Fatima about Ali, describing the qualities of Ali. And it's a long hadith, just one part of it. وَعِلْمُهُ كِتَابُ اللَّهِ بِكِتَابِ اللَّهِ وَسُنَّتِي. And one of the fazilat and virtue of Ali is his knowledge about the book of Allah and my sunnah. وَلَيْسَ أَحَدٌ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي يَعْلَمُ جَمِيعَ عِلْمِي غَيْرَ عَلِيٍّ. In my ummah there is no one who knows all the knowledge of mine except Ali. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَّمَنِي عِلْمًا لَا يَعْلَمُهُ غيري. Allah has given them the knowledge which nobody has. علم الملائكته ورسله علما. Allah even gave knowledge to the angels and to the messengers. فكل ما علمه الملائكته ورسله فأنا أعلمه. All the knowledge which was given to the angels and the prophets all together, Rasulullah says, I have that. And then he says, وأمرني الله أن أعلمه إياه. And Allah ordered me to teach all that to Ali bin Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam. فَلَيْسَ أَحَدٌ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي يَعْلَمُ جَمِيعَ عِلْمِي وَفَهْمِي وَحِكْمَتِي غَيْرُهُ. So in the entire ummah there is no one who knows all about the knowledge that I have, the understanding and wisdom that I have. And this is where I'll go back to the theme. Did Ali himself ever claim that or not? Again, we go to Sheikh Saduq in his Al-Amali.
Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en, Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.
English Radio, a window to peace of mind and spirituality. You can tune in to RIB English Radio 24 hours a day. We are with you. Are you with us? Are you with us? Are you with us? This is our voice from the heart of the Islamic Republic of Iran, RIB English Radio.
Two men.
Yani?
Bazaar.
Many people have ideas. However, those who turn their ideas into reality are the ones who search for ways to make their ideas happen. More often than not, this occurs by joining knowledge with method. Knowledge brings competitive advantages and generates sustainable market leadership. Its tools are creativity and innovation, which are all intangible human talents. Never more than now has knowledge been so critical and significant in production and the shift towards a knowledge-based economy. Hello and welcome to another edition of Bazaar. I'm your host Ali Reza Ikhtiarzadeh, and this week we are going to explore the central role science and technology parks play in complementing the knowledge-based production ecosystem. We wanted to see how the government is shifting towards a knowledge-based economy, and plus we wanted to understand why tech parks are so critical to industry development and the national economy. So, let's get started. To better understand the country's knowledge-based ecosystem, we visited an event at Semnan Science and Technology Park where we could get some answers. Science and technology parks are where startups and innovative teams can operate in one geographical location. These areas provide diverse services and facilities to companies that fit the criteria. We were able to catch up with a couple companies that operate out of this park. One of these companies specializes in producing advanced machines used in mining. This company is one of only a handful that has managed to indigenize these previously imported products. Another company we ran into while at the event specializes in making hardware and software with artificial intelligence. Events like the one we visited helped braid together and link companies, investors, and infrastructures with the necessary resources to complete projects. These components all make up the various parts of the knowledge-based ecosystem. But we also wanted to know how science and tech parks operate and why they are attractive to businesses. One of the advantages of these parks is that it's a space where crucial resources are offered. These places are a focal point for serving knowledge-based companies producing advanced specialized products needed in the domestic market. Science and technology parks also serve as a launching pad toward the international arena. We spoke with a park official who helped shed more light on this issue.
There are four scenarios of which foreign companies could have the opportunity to reside in Semnan Science and Technology Park. Well, the first scenario will be the execution of soft landing programs between the two countries, which gives the foreign companies an opportunity to get familiar with the host country's market. Well, the second scenario will be holding joint events, including joint startup events, fairs, and similar events, which could help them get familiar with each other. And the other scenario or the third way that a company could have the chance to come to our park will be to find and carry out joint projects with our companies and finally sharing the interests. The fourth scenario will be holding joint innovation tours, which gives them, which gives the companies an opportunity to get familiar with how you know innovation ideas are being implemented in other countries.
These parks are essential in filling a gap in the tech innovation ecosystem, providing monetary resources and attracting investments. These establishments also join investors with particular companies and projects. They offer numerous unique services such as facilitating visa processes, offering financial assistance such as soft loans or even special incentives under free trade zones like tax exemptions. And it doesn't stop there. This park offers so much more to investors.
The other solution or the other way that could attract foreign investors will be to define BOT models, which means they have to introduce projects and within the framework of our protocols. And once it is, it has been approved, they can operate the project for a while. This includes mainly long-term projects. Particularly, and I shall have to tell you that Semnon Science and Technology Park is very interested in projects in the fields of artificial intelligence, IT, ICT, IoT, and virtual reality. And we could help these companies. And once they have, once they build it and then operate it, they could transfer it to our park.
Most tech parks, such as this one, are active in the international sphere and collaborate with other domestic tech parks. Furthermore, these areas function as export hubs. Therefore, one of their main activities is boosting and supplying domestic products to this end. Over the years, the government has placed special attention on knowledge-based companies while implementing new approaches to support tech parks and their businesses. Some of these initiatives aim to remove obstacles along the path of development of these companies. Other activities involve giving resources to executive branches to further develop the ecosystem of innovation and technology nationwide. Along these lines, the Vice Presidency for Science and Technology has implemented a series of activities. This includes investing some $1.4 billion towards financial services. The government has also created a strategic technology development headquarters. It is tasked with implementing 400,000 tech projects and 150 commercialization projects. But that's not all. The government has also established 65 innovation centers and dozens more accelerators to support the developing entrepreneurship ecosystem. Currently, there are well over 7,000 knowledge-based companies scattered across the nation. These enterprises offer services and products in numerous industries. Many are active in biotech, computer software, agriculture, food, chemical tech, aircraft maintenance, steel, gas, petrochemicals, and pharmaceuticals, just to name a few. According to government figures, the knowledge-based ecosystem accounts for more than 3% of the country's gross domestic product. Moreover, the share of knowledge firms in the country's GDP in 2019 exceeded $34 billion and witnessed a 450% growth since then. That's all according to the Vice President for Science and Technology, Sureno Satori. All right, now it's time for me to take a little break here and hand it over to my good friend out in the field who's prepared a report for us.
In ancient Iran, felt was already used in the production of numerous kinds of clothing, bed clothes, floor carpets, and different kinds of sacks. In fact, the Iranian world may have been an important center for the development of felt technology. In the modern world today, felt or namat has found its way to industries of all kinds in various forms.
你 just can't imagine how crowded this place is. Whenever I want to talk on the phone, I have to find a sign-up place to be able to talk to you. It's really crazy. God, in today's chaotic society, stress is an issue that many of us suffer from every day. But what matters most is trying to find the stress sources and try to find effective solutions. For this reason, today I'm here to tell you that I finally found a startup, a new innovative company that has finally found a solution to this disastrous problem. I won't tell you any further. Let's just go and check it out.
Felt, or so-called namat, is the acoustic solution for rowdy places to absorb and decrease undesirable noises. The aim is to provide sound serenity and to improve physical, mental, and psychological health. Namat Studio's scope of work is based on designing and manufacturing products. Recently, it has also played a significant role in different projects like some innovation centers in Asia and Africa. This company has focused on designing and building acoustic products. Generally in Iran, there is no specific competitor in this field. However, there are some groups in America and Northern Europe that are engaged with felt.
If I want to tell you about a history about how our company established, it goes back to 3 years ago when Diva was chosen to renovate the innovation factory of Iran, that was the biggest one in the time. And the designer tried to make the offices and they tried to design a place that the people be comfortable, have a good place to work. That's why we understand that we have some advantages and disadvantages. One of these disadvantages is about the sound pollution that we had in the this area, that places were noisy and the employees didn't like that. That's why we try to use special materials for control this sound pollution, and we reached the felt material and we try to use this material.
Designing acoustic and movable working stations with the aim of recycling old products and reuse them in different functions. What is worth noticing about this business is the fact that the problem-solution method is based upon three WH questions: why, how, and what. Why is to define the problem, how is the process towards the solution, and what is the final product and prototype. These acoustic solutions were combined with architecture in various parts of the space and played the role in sound insulation and creating a silent space.
All right, now I want to walk you through some of the major products that are made of felt. The first piece we have here is an artwork that is made of wool felt that acts as a sound-absorbing material, not only as an aesthetic material that you can put it in your home place, but also as a sound-absorbing material. There is this phone booth. If I get inside, I can feel the private space and how the atmosphere really changes. It improves the acoustic vibes and reduces the reverberation when I get inside. And there's this whole thing, we call it desk divider. It's actually one of the main products in this company. People and employees put it in their on their desk to divide their own workplace with the person right next to them.
We we have three different kind of material that we use on our works that absorb undesirable sounds, which are wool panels, or the other name is felt, and in Persian we say namat, and thermofelt and carpet. And the felt are in two kind of industrial felt and the natural felt. Natural felt is made by wools, and industrial material is made by a process by the battles and pet materials. They have different color patterns and thicknesses. The thicknesses are from 3 millimeter to 50 millimeter. And about the thermofelt, we have this material that we can use for more absorption. It has three kind of material with polyester, jeans, and heavy traffic, and it's very good for absorbing. And the last one is the carpet that is a heavy traffic that we use in heavy traffic places such as the offices, and it can be cleaned very easy by the vacuum cleaner.
As I mentioned earlier, this idea was created based on the concept of recreating, recycling, and revitalizing the surrounding substances and generalizing this idea to the upcoming products with different potentials. Such small-scale products are intended to improve the mental and physical health of users. And finally, creating a comfortable, inviting atmosphere.
Just like this linear lighting, almost everything here is made of felt. Based on environmental psychology, this linear lighting has been created in a way to provide maximum visual and acoustic comfort in the workplace, especially a co-working space like this. This company, Namad Startup, has been trying to promote sustainability and also take steps towards industrialization. Among all the products here, there were so many things, but I decided to choose felt laptop case to carry my laptop with me wherever I go. So it's not about the ideas, it's about making the ideas happen. I've been Sarah Dema.
There is so much more that can be said about the country's knowledge-based production and activities, so before we go, let's look at a couple of developments in this area. Most of us are familiar with vitamin supplements. However, some vitamins need to be injected, which can be a hassle. Now, a knowledge-based company has produced an oral form of one of these vitamins, saving many of us from the pain of sticking needles. This pharmaceutical company has produced the first oral form of a vitamin B complex that was typically only found in an injectable form. This company also operates out of Pardis Science and Technology Park. It is also one of the first and largest knowledge-based companies. It might be interesting to know that this company mainly produces raw materials such as probiotic products needed in the pharma industry. Such productions have saved the country millions on imports so far. Knowledge-based productions are driven by scientific discoveries, and Iranian scientists produce roughly 2% of the world's scientific articles. That's according to the Minister of Science, Research and Technology. Mohammad Ali Zulfigol says Iran, on average, registers around 70,000 scientific articles in international journals each year. He says Iran is now globally ranked 15th for the number of scientific papers it produces. Zulfigol noted the quality ranking of Iranian articles in the top 10 fields like technology and engineering. The minister highlighted that the nation ranks 5th in nanotechnology publications as well. The official further added that those publishing academic articles also work in knowledge-based companies, helping produce quality products in the competitive field. And with that, we come to the end of this segment. You can contact us with your thoughts and comments via email. And don't forget, you can also send us topics you're interested in. Thank you for tuning in, and join us next week, same time, for another edition of Bazaar. It's bye for now. Until then.
Iqra. باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners from all over the world listening to IRIB English Radio right now, welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, trying to learn how to read the Quran beautifully, fluently, with tajweed rules. We really welcome you all. We have brothers Fawad Haider, Hassan Nasrullah, and Hussein Ruhullah, and Hussein Akbari with us today in this session. I really, really welcome. Salam Hussein, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, sir, how are you?
Alhamdulillah. And Hussein, next Hussein, two Hussein we have today. Hussein, how are you?
I'm fine.
Alhamdulillah. So, Hassan, how is it going?
Well,
Alhamdulillah. For what?
Fine, sir.
Alhamdulillah. So everyone is great and energetic. Hope you are ready, brothers and sisters. Inshallah, today we will be talking about Ayah 85. Tell us the surah, guys.
Al-A'raf.
What page?
161.
Top of the page, right?
Yes.
Kind of top of the page, yeah.
Kind of.
So, page 161.
One.
Ayah 85.
Five.
Surah Al-A'raf. Brothers and sisters, hope you have found the page we are practicing. Let's listen to the recitation of this ayah. There is a recitation ready to listen. Come on, everyone. Ready?
Yes.
Yes. Right. Let's listen.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Wa ila madyana akhahum shu'ayba. Qala ya qawmi a'budullaha ma lakum min ilahin ghayruhu qad ja'atkum. قد جاءتكم بينة من ربكم فأوفوا الكيل والميزان ولا تبخسوا الناس أشياءهم ولا تفسدوا في الأرض بعد إصلاحها ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم مؤمنين.
MashaAllah. Nice recitation. Allah bless the reciter, inshallah. وَإِلَى مَدْيَنَ أَخَاهُمْ شُعَيْبًا. So, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allah Almighty sent Prophet Shu'ayb alayhi salam to the people of Madian, a place called Madian near Damascus or like Yemen, yes, which is called near Sham right now we call it, okay, in Syria. Yeah, it was a place in Syria. So Prophet Shu'ayb alayhi salam was sent to that people. And also there is another name for the place where Prophet Shu'ayb alayhi salam was sent to the people of that place, Aika, okay, Aika and Madian, whether like the name for that place Prophet Shu'ayb alayhi salam was sent to the people. So wa ila Madian akhahum Shu'ayb, the same as other prophets, Prophet Shu'ayb was sent to his people, to the people of Madian. And وَإِلَى مَدْيَنَ أَخْوَاهُمْ شُعَيْبًا. Yeah. And to the people of Madian, Shu'ayb alayhi salam, their brother was sent. قَالَ, Shu'ayb alayhi salam said, Ya qawmi, the same as the other prophets. What are the other prophets used to say to the people?
Believe in God.
Yeah, believe in God and worship God. U'budu? U'budullah. Yes?
U'budullah.
Yeah. قال يا قومي اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره. Oh my people, worship Allah. You have no other gods beside him. قد جاءتكم بينة من ربكم. There has certainly come to you a manifest proof from your Lord. قد جاءتكم بينة من ربكم فأوفوا الكيل والميزان. Look first. Prophet said, اعبدوا الله. Do not count partners for him. Second point, فَأَوْفُ الْكَيْلَ وَالْمِيزَانِ. Observe fully the measure and the balance. In the time of Prophet Shu'aib alayhi salam, the people were having business problems, business issues. Alright? For example, whenever they were selling something to the people, they were selling with a high price, something little with a high price, okay? They had a lot of riba. It means usury among them. That's why Prophet Shu'aib alayhi salam points this point. أَوْفُ الْكَيْلَ وَالْمِيزَانِ. Observe fully the measure and balance. وَلَا تَبْخَسُ النَّاسَ أَشْيَاءَهُمْ. And do not cheat the people of their goods. وَلَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ بَعْدَ إِصْلَاحِهَا. And do not cause corruption on the earth after its restoration. ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. That is better for you if you are faithful. So, this is what the ayah says. Refer to the Tafasir books, inshallah, for beautiful information and explanation. Time to mention some tajweed points, but Hussein is ready to read this ayah for us, yes? So, since the ayah is a bit longer, so half of the ayah, one Hussein reads, and half of the ayah, the other Hussein reads. Okay?
Okay, sir. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإلى مدين أخاهم شعيبا قال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره قد جاءتكم بينة من ربكم.
أحسنتم. So the next Hussein. أَوْفُ الْكَيْلَ وَالْمِيزَانَ.
أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ بِسْمِ اللَّهِ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ فَأَوْفُ الْكَيْلَ وَالْمِيزَانَ وَلَا تَبْخَسُ النَّاسَ أَشْيَاءَهُمْ وَلَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ بَعْدَ إِصْلَاحِهَا.
أحسنتم. ما شاء الله. Very beautifully.
ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم مؤمنين.
ما شاء الله. Thank you so much. God bless you, inshallah. Alright. Fawad, you could help us with the tajweed points. I will ask you, let us know. وَإِلَى مَدْيَنَ أَخَاهُمْ شُعَيْبًا. Tell us the tajweed points. First, the word مَدْيَن.
Yes.
What is the point here?
So the letter dal has a bouncing sound.
An echoing sound, good. Yeah. How do you read it? Hussein, Hassan, tell us.
Madian.
Madian.
A weak qalqala.
A weak qalqala. Yeah, that's a weak qalqala. Good.
Then akhahum, the pronunciation, the heavy letter.
Heavy letter, make sure you have an a sound. Not akhahum, akhahum. Mm-hmm.
Yes, then at Shu'aiba.
So I said Shu'aiban. Why do you have to pronounce it?
Shu'aiba.
Shu'aiba. That's the point. Why is that the point?
Because you're stopping
at the because, word. We mentioned this point. I mean, you pronounce it Shu'aiba because of the rule of stopping. The rule of stopping says whenever you stop
at a word
ending in tanween. Fatha, an. Then when fatha changes to?
Alif man.
Yeah. Shu'ayban is changed to Shu'ay
ba.
Ba with an alif. Shu'ay ba.
Qur'ani fi qalbi dawman yaghmuruni min fayd diya.
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's Recite the Quran.
There is one point that Hassan can tell us. Qila and the next stopping sign, Sila, and one more we have Jim, little Jim. What are these three for?
These three are stopping signs.
All right. So Qila tells us?
Qila tells us that it's better to stop.
Better to stop. Normally you have to read, yeah? وإلى مدين أخاهم شعيبا قال يا قوم اعبدوا الله. This way continue till the end of the ayah. Yeah? Normally you have to read this way. Yes, Hussein?
Yes.
But these stopping signs sometimes let us stop. Yeah? In case we are running out of breath or in case you want to make a pause. Let's see. You are allowed or
not.
Hassan says, whenever you have qila, you can
stop.
Is it better to stop?
Yes.
Qila says, not only you can stop, but also it's better to stop. Thank you. What about Sila?
Sila says it's better to continue.
Better to continue. What about that Jim?
Jim is allows us to stop.
Allows us to make a pause. Good job. So these are the points. In the previous verses, we mentioned some of the other tajweed points. قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُ اللَّهِ. You ignore the hamzatul wasl, the alif in the beginning of the word اعْبُدُ اللَّهِ. That's actually hamzatul wasl. مَا لَكُمْ extended إِلَهٍ غَيْرُهُ. Yes, مِنْ إِلَهٍ غَيْرُهُ. قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ كُمْ. Make sure you hide the sound of mim. بَيِّنَةٌ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. Changes to مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. Yeah. فَأَوْفُوا الْكَيْلَ وَالْمِيزَانَ وَلَا تَبْخَسُوا النَّاسَ أَشْيَاءَهُمْ وَلَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ بَعْدَ إِصْلَاحِهَا. Very simple. ذَلِكُمْ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. You read it.
خَيْرٌ
لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Two, three extensions. إِن كُنْ. You hide the sounds of these two noon. And تُمْ مُؤْمِنِين. Extend the sound of me. إِدْغَام. إِدْغَام. Which type of إِدْغَام is this? كُنْتُمْ. ميم ساكن.
إِدْغَام مثلي.
إِدْغَام مثلي. So, time to recite this ayah. These were the tajweed points we mentioned. Now, let's practice them and apply the rules in the recitation. Ready, everyone?
Yes. Yes.
Brothers and sisters, as you're listening, so inshallah join us in the recitation.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
وإلى مدين أخاهم شعيبا
وإلى مدين أخاهم شعيبا
قال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره
قال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره
قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ بَيِّنَةٌ مِّن رَّبِّكُمْ
قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ بَيِّنَةٌ مِّن رَّبِّكُمْ
فَأَوْفُوا الْكَيْلَ وَالْمِيزَانَ وَلَا تَبْخَسُوا النَّاسَ أَشْيَاءَهُمْ
فَأَوْفُوا الْكَيْلَ وَالْمِيزَانَ وَلَا تَبْخَسُوا النَّاسَ أَشْيَاءَهُمْ
وَلَا تَبْخَسُوا الناس أشياءهم ولا تفسدوا في الأرض بعد إصلاحها.
ولا تبخسوا الناس أشياءهم ولا تفسدوا في الأرض بعد إصلاحها
ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم مؤمنين.
ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم مؤمنين.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
صدق الله العلي العظيم.
أحسنتم. Thank you so much. Allah bless you. Thank you so much, brothers and sisters, dear listeners, for being with us in this session. That's all from us for today. See you in the next session. Stay with IRB English Radio. Hassan Hussein, Fawad, and the next Hussein Akwari. Thank you so much for being with us in this session. Allah bless you. See you in the next session. So, thanks to IRB English Radio as well and Sevier International School too. That's all from us for today. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahum.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
IRIB English Radio.
This is IRIB English Radio. Coming up is the news.
Thank you. The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution.